You may be right.
I know one man got killed delivering a car, and by God, he had a wreck and couldn't get out because the seatbelt held him.
Ugh, that's terrible. That's scary.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, next question. We call a small vehicle that has, like, usually one wheel and you carry grass or leaves or bricks.
Oh, well, that's a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
You don't know how to call it in French, do you?
No.
You don't call it in French, you push it. Get the joke?
Oh, boo. Boo. Terrible.
They don't call it, they push it.
That's terrible.
Oh, I get a lot of people on
bad
that.
Joke. Bad.
Now, you get that on other people.
Yeah, that's... It took me
a minute. You've been in Germany, but you've been among German people. So how do they call a wheelbarrow in German? They don't call it, they push it.
Push
but the German word for wheelbarrow is Schubkarren. Schub means to push. Karren means cart.
I see. Schubkarren.
You put that down right in one German word.
Push cart.
Schubkarren.
Schubkarren? What do you sharpen a pocket knife on?
Well, sometimes a grindstone, most of the time it's a little whetstone. They're sitting there shooting the bullies when you're sweating on a darn thing.
What's the difference between a grindstone and a whetstone?
Well, a grindstone is a wing which you turn, either by hand or foot power. And a whetstone is an little bitty short block of material for the purpose. And then an ember wheel, that's usually it's power too, but it's a small wheel and goes pretty fast and it's fast grinding. I've done wore 3 ember wheels in the last 50 years.
My goodness, it takes a lot of work to wear one of those out, I'll bet you.
Yeah, it does.
And the thing that you drive to get here is you call a
automobile.
Okay, all right. If there's something squeaking in your car, to lubricate it, you have to do what?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Yesterday, I took my car to be what?
But did we lubricate it?
Yeah. Oh, what's another word for lubricated?
Gosh, I can't think.
What do they use? Well, I don't know on the bearings and stuff to make it
grease your car.
Okay. And if you get that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all...
From grease and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you watch out with gasoline, it'd be the quickest way,
mm-hmm.
most dangerous way, too.
Mm-hmm.
Next best thing is either Warsaw. You know what Warsaw is? It's similar to paint thinner.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Any volatile liquid like that. But gasoline is the most dangerous one. You want to do it outside, away from a building, and away from your container.
Yeah.
Just pour a little in an open vessel. And there you are, but have your container far away, because if it's only half full, there's enough, the vapor in there is more dangerous than the gasoline itself.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, you don't want to fool.
You'd never fool with something like that inside of a building.
Oh, yeah. Oof, bad news. If a door hinge is squeaking, what do you have to do to the
door? Put a loop all on there. Squirt the loop all on there.
Okay. What do people use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil, kerosene.
Okay. Same thing? Is that the same thing?
Just different names.
Okay. Did you ever see a makeshift lamp that somebody would make with a bottle and some kerosene and a rag stuffed down?
No, I wouldn't try that.
It sounds dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound dangerous, but I think they have been doing that.
Yeah.
I'd rather do without it. Wait till daylight.
Yeah. I've had people say, you know, that they've done that. It sure sounds dangerous to me. Toothpaste comes in a what? What do you call that thing that toothpaste comes in?
And what comes in?
Toothpaste.
Junk.
Okay. If somebody has just built a boat and they're just fixing to push it out into the water, you'd say they're about to do what?
Launch it.
Okay. What kind of a boat would you use to go fishing with on a small lake?
I wouldn't know because I never fool with boats. I couldn't. Probably might be a rowboat, might be a skiff. It might be some name that I don't even know anything about.
Yeah.
I don't think boats.
Yeah, I don't know anything about boats either. Nothing. Of course, in Wichita Falls, they don't have any water, you know, so why would I know about boats?
When you've been to Wichita Falls last? How long have you been since you've been there?
Oh, we were there Christmas.
Have you seen that lake? Is lots of water in there?
We didn't see the lake. We just went just for a couple of days and stayed with my parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But